The head of the United Nations has issued a warning to the world. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the General Assembly yesterday, quote, "We are inching ever closer to a great fracture."
Our world is becoming unhinged. Geopolitical tensions are rising. Global challenges are mounting. And we seem incapable of coming together to respond.
The UN has been a symbol of global unity since it was formed in the wake of World War II. But there are signs that its influence may be waning. Joining us now is Colm Lynch. He's a senior global reporter for DevEx and has been covering the UN for years. Good morning, Colm. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Leila. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with who is in attendance. You've got this gathering of world leaders at the General Assembly, but only one leader of the five permanent member nations of the UN Security Council showed up this year, and that's President Biden. Why all the no-shows?
So, for different reasons. President Putin doesn't come often. He is the subject of an arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he might not be crazy about the idea of coming into the United States. President Xi doesn't come often, only if he has a big sort of, you know, message that he wants to send. The more striking absences are the French and the British, who do come quite frequently. And the timing is a little strange because the Europeans and the Americans are very much trying to kind of rally international support for their position on Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And this is a good opportunity to do it. And the Russians and the Chinese aren't there. And so, you know, their absence is felt. I think the French president, Macron, you know, sort of said that he had to, you know, he had to host visits by King Charles and Pope Francis. But I, you know, would imagine that Pope Francis would have understood why he had to miss that meeting to kind of deal with a sort of broader issue, deal with sustainable development goals and the war in Ukraine.
But what do the absences say about the standing of the UN? I mean, this is supposed to be the place where global leaders come to work out the world's problems. If it's skippable, what does it say?
Well, I think it says that there are a lot of these meetings where the world leaders come together. So, you know, the French and the British, they were just at a G20 meeting. You know, President Macron hosted a big sort of, you know, global meeting on financing for development. And this UN General Assembly is really focused on development. Mm-hmm. So he may feel that he's kind of, you know, done his duty this year. But, you know, there are times when, you know, these presidents don't come. So this just I don't know whether it's a coincidence or not, but this just seems to be particularly striking. You know, and at a period where the big powers are really sort of fighting a serious battle for hearts and minds among the global South. And so, you know, it strikes me as a sort of missed opportunity for both camps.
So you mentioned there are other places that world leaders are working out their issues. So is the UN no longer the premier place to address geopolitical fault lines?
Well, the UN is no longer active on the security front. The Security Council, where, you know, Russia has a veto power, has been largely paralyzed for the last 3 years. You know, most recently because of the war on Ukraine, it's impossible for the Security Council to take any measures to deal with the conflict because Russia will veto them. There have been previously, you know, immediately after the pandemic started, tensions between the United States and China. And those prevented much action by the Security Council to deal with the pandemic and to try and coordinate activities. So you have, as you said, these growing fault lines between the U.S. and the Europeans on one side and the, you know, Chinese and the Russians on the other. And it's making it much more difficult to do business on the security front. But, you know, the U.N. does a lot of things, right? And mm-hmm. so, you know, the absence of the Security Council has created a, you know, a bigger opportunity for the General Assembly, which includes all the membership in the United Nations, 103 members, to be a little bit more active. They don't have the same ability to enforce their decisions, but it's a good opportunity. I mean, a lot of what the UN does is about theatrics, right? And so they can send a very harsh signal to Russia and do things like that. And it's been useful for that.
And very quickly, before I let you go, does it need to be reimagined?
The effort over the next year is basically an effort to reimagine it. I mean, the Secretary General is engaging in a hugely ambitious reform project. Reforms usually get stilted by the reality of, you know, intergovernmental negotiations, but that's going to be something to watch.
Colm Lynch is a senior global reporter for DevEx. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Thanks for having me. Take care.